I'm Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio. And each week, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Clinic joins us and highlights a health issue and explains how to deal with it naturally. So we've covered a lot of topics this month, but I'm wondering what else we're going to talk about this week, Dr. Betty.
I'd like to talk about happiness a little bit. Really, the simple truth is that living a happier life actually starts from within. So becoming happier involves a change in our internal circumstances. So what we find in the science is that the science of happiness has found consistent patterns in people who live their lives with joy. And there's a lot of motivation to join these happy people. In addition to making our days more pleasurable, happiness offers many health benefits. And this includes a lower heart rate and blood pressure, a stronger immune system, a lower levels of stress hormones called cortisol. And keep in mind that cortisol, when it's increased, also increases belly fat. So the happier we are, the less cortisol we have, it's easier to lose weight. And then also a better response to pain. What we find is patients who have a positive attitude tend to be in less pain as well. So research is finding that even our gut bacteria has a profound effect on our moods. And researchers call this the dynamic gut-brain axis. And basically, when our gut is inflamed, we experience increased levels of anxiety and depression. And that's because our gut contains microbes that produce substances that control our mood. And serotonin, there's many good hormones in our gut, is a good example of a substance that's produced in our gut. And it's actually has an effect in terms of our brain, how we're feeling. And it's linked to a complex network of nerves. So, you know, there's certain, for example, supplements that we use in naturopathic medicine to improve our gut health. And some simple tips that people can do, for example, are focusing on a high fiber whole food diet, increasing our omega-3 fatty acids. And when I say that with a little bit of grain of salt, so to speak, because we don't eat a lot of salt, but we want to make sure that we're not increasing our fatty acids through the use of too much fish, because fish actually has a lot of mercury in it, unfortunately, and mercury can actually have a dampening effect on our mood. It actually increases inflammation in our brain. So a good amount of omega-3 fatty acids, and that can be sourced from many natural foods, nuts, for example, some fish, olives, many different foods can have many different types of fatty acids. And things like fermented foods, fermented dairy products, cabbage, all these kinds of things are important foods that can have a positive influence on our brain activity. One of the other things we can do to increase our happiness is to be around happy people. Of course, when we're around happy people, that tends to be a little bit infectious. One more thing I really encourage people to do, and I always ask this question when people come into the clinic, is how much outdoor activity do they get? How much time do they spend in a natural environment? Because actually being in a natural environment boosts our happiness levels in a lot of ways. Certainly it's been shown in the research to be stronger in women and stronger in older adults. So even getting outside in a park, going for a walk, getting out in your garden, looking at the birds and the bees can have a positive calming influence on our brain and certainly make us feel happier.
So I made notes, and you mentioned to be happy, you can achieve happiness. We have to have a healthy gut. We have to eat well. We need the omega-3s, as you mentioned. We need to be happy, and we can be happy by being with other people because it's infectious, and obviously nature has its effect. So you've given us lots of good information, but if someone is not feeling so happy and they're dealing with depression and they just want to talk to you about dealing with their depression naturally, how do we reach you?
They can give my office a call. The number is 905-707-2001.
So 905-707-2001, thornhillnaturopathic.ca. There's a link from marilyns.ca. So it just takes a few moments to reach Dr. Betty Rosendahl and set a time to either visit with her in person or have that conversation over the phone and see if perhaps the depression that you're suffering can be remedied naturally. Again, the number 905-707-2001. Thank you, Dr. Betty, and I look forward to learning more next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.